This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we wanted to have a conversation today. I really don't really know how to do this. Like, we kind of going to just chat with ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then they will just kind of happen to be here in a sense. Y'all ready for this? Yeah. All right. What's the title of this episode?
Death to social media.
Let's get
death to social media.
Let's get to
like
it.
Like, die in
I
a
feel
certain
like,
sense.
Yep.
So we're going to break that down.
Death. So we're going to break it down. So if we gave this one a title, it would be called Death to Social Media. So I feel like social media is an absolutely beautiful tool. I feel like it's, you know, if you use it, you know, the right way. But I have also found that social media platforms such as primarily Instagram, then you got TikTok and others, depending on where people are, they can really, really, really have a hard time with it. Like, I promise y'all, when I be in these schools speaking, I be talking to these kids, like, I'm telling them and adults, and I'm gonna tell y'all the same. If you on social media and you already feel a certain type of way, but then you get off and you feel worse than when you got on, like, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, social media sometimes can have you feeling like everybody living their best life, everybody's meal is lobster and steak, everybody is traveling the world, everybody's on yachts, everybody's happy and married, you know, but that ain't always the that comparison. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of wanted to talk about that today, because sometimes that can be a challenge that, you know what I'm saying, that we sometimes deal with, which is why we said death to social media in a sense. So I don't know, you know, where you all lie as far as that's concerned. If you ever kind of felt a certain way being on social media, have you ever felt like you had to take a break from it?
So I'll start. First of all, it's like four platforms that I feel like I'm really active on. What's your number one platform of choice? Instagram, right? Somebody said something besides Instagram. What'd you say? Facebook. Okay. First of all, do y'all judge anybody when y'all hear the type of platform they use first? Like when you first hear, like facts,
say
right? Like,
yes.
Like fellas, let's say you trying to talk to a chick, right? First of all, I'll give you some free game. Let's say you're talking to a young lady and you want to introduce yourself, but you know the chances of her giving you her personal information is slim to none. On first inquiry, your best bet is to ask for something that makes her feel a little bit safer, right? Right? Oh, y'all know. Okay, so this is free game. My boy said, I'm married, I'm out the game. Good answer, or good quiet. Good quiet.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to you. Act like you don't know. Praise
him. That's why you're still married.
The best bet for you to do is to get some type of social media that doesn't make her feel threatened. You just now become a follower regardless of your intentions, right? And the truth is that she trolley checks her social media more than her messages. If you're going to keep it 100, when I swipe up on my phone, I may go to check my messages, but if I see a notification on one of those things, even if I don't respond to it, in my mind, I'm like, oh, let me get back to this. Let me see what that was. You know, like, it's recurrent, you know?
And so have you ever had to take a break from it, or do you always...
I don't think I have an addictive personality, but I feel myself being addicted to social media at times accidentally, like the repetition of it. So I intentionally try to protect my space by taking fasts from social media at least once a year. So I'll take like a 60-day break off of there, or a 90-day break from social media, just to clear my own self and get back to what's important for myself.
So is that because of mental health or productivity or comparison or what?
So
specifically, like,
I would say two out of three not really comparison, but the first two for sure. Mental health, absolutely. Y'all, I get stressed. Like, I get stressed out, and I realize that I go to social media a lot to scroll or to respond to random stuff when I'm running from something, right? So we just gonna keep it 100. If y'all seen the show, y'all know I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all. I have boundaries around my life, like just around myself, because there are certain parts of my life. Once I get to a certain point, I don't trust myself past that point. So I create boundaries to make sure that I'm acting within a certain standard that I can respect and that my mother can respect, right? Because that's the person who I ultimately probably care about the most being embarrassed, other than my, actually above myself. I don't really care. I'm not going to get embarrassed. But, anyway. So my mental health, y'all, like, I get overwhelmed. And the first thing, I'm just like, all right, y'all, I need to shut all this stuff down. Because if I'm watching, first of all, if I'm watching Netflix and I can get to like two seasons of a show, like consistently, I'm running from something. This is my block, because I have so much stuff that I'm doing in my life to try to make myself better. Whenever I can distance myself and go through something, it's because I'm trying to avoid something that I'm supposed to face. That's me. Like, I'm running from something. And when I realize it, I'm like, wait, Mike, you on Netflix a lot. What is it that you were supposed to do? And I have to make a decision to face that or continue being intentional about disregarding what it is I'm supposed to do in regards to my purpose.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So when I shut down from social media, this is me to me telling myself, I've had enough. You're not listening to you no more. Everything got to shut down. So it is my mental health. And the second one out of it was what? But that, the second one too, but not comparison. Okay. At least not knowledgeably, right, comparison. Right. I don't really care. Like, I know that I'm capable of getting whatever it is in life I'm supposed to get. And I understand that a lot of stuff that I don't have is due to my own doing or not doing.
Got it. Crystal?
Repeat the question again.
My bad. I'll be long-winded.
I'm like,
let me tell you something.
Like 15 minutes.
Cut me off.
Yeah, so look. So have you ever felt like you had to take a break from social media or put any type of safeguards up or anything like
that? Yeah. Okay. I like to think that my life behind the scenes is more lit than my social media, right?
Wait, your life behind the scenes is more what?
Lit. Mm. Like, I love the life behind the scenes more than what I'm posting on social media. Because it's like I have to take the time out to really enjoy those things and live in the moment and not try to capture every single thing, because I'm missing out on the specialty of the moment. It's like, it's so intimate, but if I'm trying to save it for later, I'm not using it for now. And so it's like, oftentimes, it's like I'll put my phone, especially when I'm on vacation, like people say, oh, take all the pictures, take this, take that. I'll take a couple pictures, but you're not about to see everything I'm eating. You're not about to see every single thing. You might see one restaurant or something here or there, but if I'm gone for a week, I might post a couple days. But what I've been very adamant about doing is really enjoying my life more behind the scenes than in person. And like, you know, when things happen to me, yeah, I do post the good and the bad on social media. I don't just post the good because if I am trying to like inspire others when they're on my page, then I want them to see like, okay, she does have down times. Like, okay, she is at a protest getting detained, but okay, she's also in Fiji having fun. Like, she could do both, but still not let one determine what she's doing overall. And so it's like, I take a break. And I'm not gonna say like I've taken a 30-day or 60-day or anything like that. What I normally do is just pace myself. Like, I keep a healthy balance to what I think is a healthy balance. Because if I feel like after a while I'm not being productive, I have to get off of social media. If I'm on there for a purpose, if I'm like, okay, I gotta see what inspiration I can have for, by the way, I'm in music. I do music management. So if I'm looking for something for an artist, if I'm looking for clothing inspiration, hair inspirations, any of those things, I'm on page doing research. So most of my time on social media is research. And it's like, when I start to get into idle time, my mind's like, what are you doing? Are you being productive? Are you getting closer to your goal? Or are you just wasting time that you can be spending on your goal? And I'm like, all right, sign off. But if not, if I don't sign off, I'll have to pay for that later, because I got to make it up to myself. My main priority is making sure that I'm taking care of what my goal is and not just like looking at other people's accomplishments, you know?
But where'd you travel to? Why couldn't you use Mexico? Why couldn't you use Canada? Where's Fiji? Like you had to
Am I supposed to be ashamed of where I've been?
Right. I'm just saying you had to do Fiji. You had to do us like that. Like you couldn't educate us.
First of all, says the flight attendant that can travel anywhere in the world at
first
any time.
First of all, this is not about me.
Hey, but Pete Game. Okay. Hey, but Pete Game. That's probably sometimes the mindset. No shots at Mike, right? This is good teaching in the moment. That might be the mindset or spirit that some people might have. Like, she might post her breakfast with some little egg whites and avocado toast and some Miami. Like, why she ain't post a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Look, she posted what she posted. She mentioned what she mentioned.
Facts.
But the reality
He's
is...
talking to you.
Right. I'm a hater.
No. I'm not saying you hate.
No. It's cool.
No.
I got it. I want to go to Fiji.
But I'm making...
I want to go to Fiji. Don't hand me another Fiji water. I want to go there. I want to drink from the pool of Bethesda.
So here's
ain't
why
even close
is,
to Fiji.
So here's why this is important.
Cool with it.
Here's why this is important. There are some of you that will be on the gram. You'll see people doing what they do. All right, I want y'all to be honest. How many of y'all go to social media specifically like, man, let me just go in here to put up a post to point at some people to be a blessing? Raise your hand. All right, put your hands down. How many of y'all, most of the time when you go on social media, you just kind of go in there and see what's popping, see what's happening in the world? Raise your hand. Be honest.
For sure.
Okay, all right.
It gets my brain.
And I'm sure most of y'all listen to mixture, but if it's like that for me, ain't nothing wrong with that. Sometimes I go on, I don't have nothing to post. You know what I'm saying? I might just have a moment. I might be on the way to the airport or in the airport or whatever. I might just kind of be scrolling to see what's popping, what's happening. I think the problem, though, is when you already might be dealing with something inside your world or you are already be in a weird place inside your life, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe you just got recently divorced or broke up and then you see somebody that got engaged and then you feel something. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe your house went into foreclosure, or maybe you just moved into with your cousin, or maybe you in between transitional places, but then you see somebody with the scissors, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna cut the ribbon and they just moved into their new house. Like that's where the problem is. Or you might be in the kitchen putting together some hamburger helper, just doing the best you can do to get by to take care of your family, and you look up with somebody and they got salt, babe. My man out there with the salt, when he be like cutting the steaks or whatever, and he be out here with the little salt. And as opposed to you feeling like, ooh, one day I'm going to be there, for some of you, you like, oh, they showing off. I posted something one time. My kids was like doing a little, like a little cannonball in the pool. I was just sharing a moment. I'm a man of influence, right? I'm letting people know, like, bro, I spend time with my family. Don't just think I'll be out here on stage speaking like I'm a family man. Like, my family don't come second to nobody. So sometimes I'll show that, and I always have brothers come to me like, hey, bro, I love it when you post about your family, bro. It kind of keeps me grounded. And when I see that, it made me say, man, let me go pick up the ball and go do something to my kids. So I'm intentional about showing those moments. I ain't got to show people nothing. But there's somebody one time that put up a post, and it was like, hey, I see you flexing with the pool. I'm not flexing with the pool, dog. I got a pool, bro. It's a million pools in America. Like, it, you know what I'm saying? Like, but sometimes that can be people's mindset. So there are some of you, and I don't even know if y'all would even keep it 100, so I'm not even going to ask it, but there are some of you that might see something, and then there's that person that's inspired that says, man, look at that home. Man, she just got married. I know you got somebody for me, God. I know you got somebody for me, God. You know what I'm saying? Or that person that got that degree, or that person that just got their job and you able to celebrate them. Like, there's a person that has that mindset, but then there's the person that has the mindset that says, man, how come I ain't come? She ain't even that good. Why she deserve that? How she get him? And so that's that spirit that we got to check. And that's what we're talking about today. Because social media can be an absolutely, I'd be so inspired when I'm on there. When I see my boys getting busy, when I see them doing things, I'm inspired. You know what I'm saying? And then also, the way I'm wired, I be challenged like, ooh, Marcus bought a jet? When I saw Marcus get a jet, him 500, I was like, okay, hold on now. It's one thing jumping on planes, jumping on private jets. You done bought your own jet now? And you bought that thing, $2 million, and it's an investment? So now it's making money? He's showing me screenshots. I'm thinking, it's inspiring to me. Right? And so maybe we got to go deeper, talk about like that self-confidence that we have within ourselves. So when we see that, brother, you know what I'm saying, with that six-pack of them abs, and you ain't thinking like, ah, he just showing off. Negro, you know good and well if you had six-pack of abs, you'd be taking pictures with your shirts off too. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just saying, is there a little vanity there? Whatever. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so easy to be like, oh, look at. But you had that. You have no clue how you will respond to it as well.
But Jay, speaking of getting deeper, because I want you to keep talking about this real quick, but I got to ask you specific questions so that they don't miss something that you just said. He said that I take a picture of my kids in a pool and somebody's like, yeah, I see you flexing, Jay. He's just like, nah, bro, I got a pool. Like, the focus was never the pool. The focus was his family enjoying a space that he owns, and he's just enjoying his children in that space. That he could have been proud of his kids jumping on the bed to the couch, but he happened to be at his pool. So listen to this right now. It's like somebody, like he just gave the muscle reference, right? Jay, like, so like somebody tells you like, yo, yeah, we know you look like you be working out, bro. You do all this, da, 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 da. He like, bro, I'm not flexing. I just got muscles. No. Don't miss this.
Don't miss it.
I'm not flexing. I just have muscles. See, what he's most proud of is the work that it took to get to the pool. He's not proud of the pool like you think he's proud of the pool. He's proud of the work. The person in the gym is proud of the hours that they've spent building this. You just see the end result and think that he's flexing that. Jeremy's proud of the discipline that it took for him to get to this moment. So when he looks and is enjoying his family in this space, he's grateful for the time it took to get here. You see the body and it's like, oh, you trying to show off your... Bro, I'm thinking about how blessed it is that I get a chance to see my children enjoying themselves in a safe space. You and your insecurities only saw the pool. You never saw the workouts. You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Right.
Like, that's where the whole term come from. Like, the reason why there's jealousy or the envy on the end result is because you have no appreciation for the workout.
And that's good. And in addition to you have sometimes no appreciation for the work that's been putting in, but I believe also oftentimes that jealousy and envy comes from, you know, you're not living in your true gift, your true purpose, your true calling.
Facts.
Because it's real hard to be envious about somebody else and jealous about somebody else if you focus on handling your business.
Big facts.
Like, how you going to look down on somebody else when you got your eyes on God? You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like the more that we work on us and the more that we work on growing and developing ourselves, we ain't got time to be jealous or envious of other people because we putting that work in and we believe like, shoot, same God you're praying to, same God I'm praying to.
Right.
Only difference is you done putting a little bit more work than me and it's only a matter of time before my time comes. But people don't always have that mindset.
Yeah.
Which is why we say death to social media.
Yeah. Right.
I know some folks, Mike, who really be trying to take care of their heart, who really be trying to like, protect like their heart, their character. I know my brother Willie Moore Jr., he gonna bless you on a little bit. I know there are times he's like, yep, I'm gonna take away, I'm gonna step away for it. You know what I'm saying? My boy AD will be like, yep, he's giant on social media, yep, I'm gonna take a break from it. My boy Anthony O'Neal was like, yep, I'm gonna take a break from it. I'm about to fast from it. Why? To make sure that they have their temple right, to make sure that they have their mind right, because sometimes we can get caught up with trying to keep up with other people or the pressures of it, but you gotta make sure you take care of your heart.
That's big.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, I want to be in the pool. Listen to me right now. Me and Jeremy's bodies look totally different. But if you take a picture of me and him both in that pool, I'm excited about the photo. And I don't swim with my shirt on. I know that's a thing. Like, bro, listen to me. You show me a pool, bro, I'm getting in. It ain't no thing. And this ain't a self-confidence thing or nothing. This ain't a big speech. I'm just letting you know. My focus is not the flex. I'm just happy to be in the pool. Amen. Hey, man, somebody don't miss that, okay? It almost turned into a word. I was going to walk you to the water, but don't worry.
3 minutes.
Y'all need to be dipped 7 times. Somebody say, hey, Naaman. Okay, sorry. It's all good. If you ain't got no church background, that might not hit twice, but it's all good. Somebody caught that.
And so this is important because, you know, we are talking about, you know, we talked yesterday. David Shands went deep into social media and getting up those posts. And the homie Mighty talks often about getting up 3 to 5, you know what I'm saying, posts a day and putting up that content. Like, yo, handle your business. Like, do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying, but also protect your heart. If you find yourself and you getting off Instagram or you feeling a certain type of way and then you feel like kind of weird about it, then step away. I'm gonna share something, and I know it's okay to share it because they actually mentioned it on the Secret to Success podcast. So CJ, who was here yesterday with us, right? CJ, y'all know CJ is doing very well. They literally could go to Lenox Mall for the next 5 hours and buy whatever they want and not skip a beat. Like, they are doing very well. They are very blessed, right? Well, I was listening to the podcast a few weeks ago, and his wife, Candace, again, who could buy whatever she want, she said that when she was getting off of Instagram, she began to feel something. Now, this is somebody that's doing very well. Husband, two beautiful kids, big, beautiful home, like, so blessed, is in ministry, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but she was just like, even me, when she got off social media, she felt something. And she was just like, I don't like the way that it makes me feel when I'm getting caught up, like, in everybody else's world and what they have, like, when is it ever enough? And so she was like, I don't like the way social media feels, so I'm going to step away from it. And she was like, and I ain't really been back on there since. I might come on, like, maybe, you know what I'm saying, once a month or something like that. So I just want you to know, it's not even just for those people who are just, like, in a transitional space. There are some people that's very well-to-do. That's just like, I'm just not, it's like, it's not even, like, I don't even know when God wired us, like, if we was even supposed to even, the way our brains work, and I don't know, I've never really even went that deep into it, but I don't know if when we were initially created, if we were even supposed to be knowing, like, what 1,000 people eat, and how they live, and where they go, and what concerts they was at, and going live with them. Like, this thing is really deep, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like, if our, the human brain, can our brains even process that much stuff? So what we're talking about here is you all being intentional about protecting your peace. Yeah. What we're talking about here is you being at peace with where you are. And if you want more, ain't nothing wrong with it. Y'all know I'm Mr. Always Grateful but Never Settle. Yeah. But if you find yourself getting off and you feel a certain type of way, you feel like a little bit of your joy has been zapped, a little bit of your energy has been zapped, you know what I'm saying? You feel like not as happy, maybe a little bit more sad, maybe a little bit more depressed. Like, yo, you got to step away from that thing and take a break from it. I love what Crystal said. This is my cousin, y'all. Crystal was like, yo, I love my life outside of it. So I'm really caught up with my life and what I got going on. Candace was like, yeah, this is cool. I'm good off of that. I got my family, my husband, my kids. I'm going to put my focus right there. So I just want y'all to get that thing inside your spirit, because some of you are scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and you living your life through other people.
Yeah.
And God is like, no. I want you to live your life. I want you to have life. I want you to have it more abundantly. I want you to have peace. I want you to have joy. So if you are not in a place, and this, I'm going to wrap it up here, right? Because we're going to bring Willie on in a minute. If you are not in a place where you feel like you can go on, see what your updates, what your friends are doing, be encouraged, be inspired, put up something motivational, and get out of there and be good, then take a break from it. If you find that you're on there and you feel the pressure from the world and you feel like you were less blessed and less fortunate with the life that you have inside your lungs because of what you see other people are doing and experiencing, then take a break from it. Then tell yourself, I'm going to be disciplined. Y'all know my thing, right? The most successful people in the world are not the most gifted. They're not the most talented. They're not even the smartest. The most successful people in the world are those who are the most disciplined. The big homie Shannon came up here and blessed us earlier. And he did not say that he lost almost 40 pounds in 27 days just because he prayed really, really hard. My man was disciplined. He's been only drinking juice and water, which is why he lost almost 40 pounds. You've got to be disciplined. And so if you want to go to that next level in your life, if you want to really be successful, if you really want to go to that next level, then there are some things that you might have to cut out of your life. When I first hit the reset button and gave my life to Christ, I stopped smoking weed. I was blowing trees every single day for like 12 years in a row. I was waking up to a bottle of Henny. I remember talking to one of my homeboys. He was like, hey, bro, it's from the earth. It's natural. I'm like, I feel you, dog. I feel you. Even though I kind of feel like the pure plant is a little bit different than that loud you blowing.
Yeah.
Some old other chemicals inside there. I ain't judging you. I said, I'll put it to you like this, big dog, because I'm not finna go back and forth with you. If you want to do that, cool. I said, but for me, homeboy, I've never been this focused. I've never been this locked in. I've never been this motivated.
Yeah.
That for me, it just had a way of distracting me. It had a way of making me feel complacent. It had a way of making me feel average. It had a way of making me feel like everything gonna be up. Man, this is for somebody here. I want this. We're not even on that no more. This is for somebody here.
Yeah.
It had a way of making me feel like things will get better. But it wasn't like taking me, the hunger I have now, the drive I have now, the clarity of mind that I have now, it's different. But there was a time in my life where I was running from my pain, so I would go to that. I was running from the struggles, and I would go to that. Yeah, but I got to a point, I was like, man, I want to be clear mind. So we're really talking about on this episode, before I wrap it up, we're talking about being disciplined, whatever it is. You do whatever you want to do. I don't care. I ain't going to judge you. You do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, flat out, period. I'm just telling you, is it helping you get there? Is it helping you go to that next level? Are there some things that are stopping you from growing? Do you spend too much time on social media? Are you spending too much time on Instagram? When you get off of there, does it make you feel, you know what I'm saying, less than because you're looking at what everybody else is doing? And if that's the case, then you might have to take a break. Just like that, man. Y'all be blessed. Put your hands together for Mike and Crystal. Let's get it.
Just like that.
Thank you.
I'm on another level.